My fellow Americans, and welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, coming to you from the high Rocky Mountains of Idaho, USA. Once again, here at our two police and military associations today, once again broadcasting on the great Republic Broadcasting Network. So good to be back with you again today, folks. Hope you had a good week. And we certainly had a busy week here at our two police and military associations. And we're learning, continue to learn how much the Bush crime family and Cheney crime family and the neocon Trotskyites that control both of them and control our nation today hate the military. Absolutely hate the military. And here's another way to show it to you how much they hate it. In another alarming indication of how dangerously stretched the U.S. military has become by simultaneously fighting two wars, and we're in about 120 nations too, by the way, folks, Pentagon records reveal that 43,000 soldiers have been sent into combat in Iraq and Afghanistan, despite having been classified as medically unfit for deployment. The practice is indefensible. The perils of using unfit personnel to perform critical military tasks is obvious. Medical personnel conduct health assessments at each military installation to determine the number of non-deployable troops before deployment. The ultimate decision on who goes and who stays rests with unit commanders, who may consult with physicians about whether a soldier can receive needed treatment in theater, in the war, in other words. Incredible, folks. The Pentagon says the screening process is new to this war. It certainly is, folks. We've never sent medically unfit people into combat positions before. Its records do not list what or how serious a soldier's health problem is, but does track how many soldiers are deemed non-deployable before redeployment. In 2003, according to government figures obtained by USA Today, 10,854 medically unfit troops were sent to Iraq and Afghanistan. That number went down to 5,397 in 2005, but went back up again in 2007 to 9,140. And now, folks, it's up to 43,000 soldiers in 2008 here that are unfit for deployment, unhealthy, injured. The rotation of soldiers with serious health issues that may or may not have been treated is a consequence of the consistent churning of the troops. We'll be right back, folks.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Would you trade your freedom for a fresh tomato? Before you laugh, just look at the news headlines. The world food shortage is real and is happening right now. Are you prepared? Do you have a long-term food solution? Time is running out. Visit survivalistseeds.com. Learn how you can have healthy food for just 4 pennies a pound. The choice between abundance and starvation is made today, not when it's too late. Order from survivalistseeds.com today and get a free instructional video on how to make a portable water filter. That's survivalistseeds.com. Get 5,000 pounds of fresh food for 4 pennies a pound. Learn how to never run out of food at survivalistseeds.com. That's survivalistseeds.com. Remember, your lack of action today will determine your suffering after the collapse. Survivalistseeds.com. Because patriots never run out of food.
Jack McLam program. I'm that old retired cop, Jack McLam, and Vietnam veteran, too. Well, Bobby Mueller, president of Veterans for America, say that our soldiers that are being set back injured, they're repeatedly exposed to high-intensity combat with insufficient time at home to rest and to heal their injuries before being deployed again. It only shows how broken the military has become, fighting under an immoral and oblivious commander-in-chief. Without any more said, folks, I think you can see what we're facing here. It's absolutely insane. You know, they're scared to death of the military, so if they come home alive, and they have, and so many of them have PTSD, have trouble sleeping at night, waking up screaming because they've been told to execute men, women, and children each day by shooting them in the head. And we've had 7 soldiers come home and tell us that they're told each day to execute men, women, and children. And they wake up screaming at night, seeing a little boy's head explode after they shoot him in the head with their 9mm or M16, and the mothers too. And the fathers. And so now, of course, they passed the law to disarm our soldiers, 200,000 of them at least. and some of them from the Vietnam War and from the first Gulf War, because they have not even adjudicated to have a mental disability. But even if a psychologist or a doctor just says you've got PTSD or a mental situation because you can't sleep at night, they disarm them forever. And so it's absolutely insanity, folks. The females who have children, when they indict them into the military, they take their children and give them to these pedophile homes. Yes, they have these pedophile homes all over the country for children when they snatch them from their parents, and they put them in these pedophile homes. And not all of the homes are pedophile homes, but many of them are today, because the government seems to favor giving these, what do you call them? I can't even think of it now. But anyway, when they snatch your children, they put your children in these homes, and the government has just loved giving it out to pedophiles now and putting these young children, mostly Christian children they steal, put them in these homes of the pedophiles. But anyway, the young ladies going into the military, if they have children at home, so many of them are losing their children when they go away into the military, even though they're with family and friends to be taken out care of while they're in country over there. And they're stealing their kids, and they don't get them back when they come out. So it's total disregard, folks, for our military personnel in this country. We had soldiers come back that told us if you speak out there in Iraq or Afghanistan about being told to shoot men, women, and children in the head every day just to execute them, non-combatants, by the way, then you get executed before you get out of country, because they believe you'll come here and tell the truth about what you're being told to do every day. So if you speak out over there against it, then they you end up committing suicide, or you end up with a bullet in the head by the great enemy, Al-Qaeda, okay? Just like that great football player. That's what happened to him. He spoke out. He shouldn't have spoke out over there. He said that he was going to come home and tell the truth join the anti-war movement. And, of course, then he got up, stood up, and he got shot in the head 3 times, right in the forehead, bam, 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 and died over there. And this has happened to a number of our troops, a number of them, according to the soldiers coming home telling us these stories. Well, folks, stop the war against Iran. We've got an urgent message here, an action message, something we need to take action on. I wish Capitol Hill Commando Ernie was here with us, but he left us, and thinking that you out there were not calling and taking action on the items he told us about every week. But I wish he was here. I miss him, because this is right down his road. But I've come across it here thanks to Carol in our office. And it's an urgent action item, folks, that we need to take action on. All right? It says here, this resolution has 169 co-sponsors, by the way, including 77 Democrats and 92 Republicans. And what it is that it's a vote to basically go to war with Iran. Create an international... Here's what it's all about, folks. It's to push Iran into war. This bill, okay, and the bill number is... Where is it here? Let me look it here. We'll come across it, I think, folks. I think we'll come across it in just a minute here. But anyway, we're going to ask you to call the House of Representatives, and it looks like this is going to pass early this week. okay? So we need to call right away. But it is to create an international blockade of Iran to prevent it from importing the refined gasoline it needs to run its economy, subject all cargo entering or leaving Iran to stringent inspection, tighten economic sanctions against Iran, violate international treaties by prohibiting Iran officials not involved in negotiating the suspension of Iran's nuclear program from traveling abroad. Can you imagine that, folks? We're going to stop any Iranian officials from leaving Iran to travel abroad for official reasons. If another country, folks, took such actions against us, we would consider it an act of war, truly. And the Iranians will probably consider it the same way. In addition, passage of this resolution would end negotiations with Iran in Baghdad that the administration has recently signaled it was prepared to resume, that is, talks with Iran. Very, very important, folks. House Concurrent Resolution 362, that's what it is, folks. House Concurrent Resolution 362 is a major step towards war against Iran. It would reduce the opportunity for a negotiated settlement with Iran, and even worse, President Bush would take this resolution as a sign that he has congressional support to attack Iran before he leaves office, which he intends to do, we hear, in August, unless our prayers are answered by God and his hand is stayed, and he's not able to do it. We do like the Iranian people here in the USA, folks, and I do like the Iranian people, and they like us, according to polls, the Americans. An attack on Iran could turn the Iranian people against us for sure and further cement the Iranian government in power. It would also further radicalize the Muslim world and increase the threat of terrorism. Our government overreacted, to say the least. They lied to us and lied to us into supporting the war against Iraq about WMDs, and now they're doing the same thing with Iran, folks. We still have no intelligence officers who have contacted our two police and military association, except those that have told us that there is no evidence at all, zero, zilch, nada, no evidence that the Iranians are building any nuclear weapons at all. They're enriching uranium for peaceful nuclear energy, is what we've heard from our intel officers. So our government is lying to us again. Our so-called leaders seem never to learn. Yes, they do, folks. They know what they're doing. The neocons who are in control want this war with Iran so they can take over Iran and take over the oil. The neocon Trotskyites that control the White House, the Pentagon, the Supreme Court, the House, and the Congress, and the Senate all want this war with Iran, and it has nothing to do with nuclear weapons at all, zero. And that's what we hear from our very patriotic intel officers that contact us here at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter and Police and Military Against the New World Order. Our Congress and the President seem to careen from one disaster to the next, so the real leadership must come from us, folks. We must call and send a message to Congress Monday morning. We must all call Monday morning. And then I would wait a few hours and call back again and tell them to oppose House Concurrent Resolution 362. We've got to do this, folks, because there are so many restrictions in this bill against Iran. They can't even function as a nation. Their diplomats can't even leave Iran under this new resolution to go into other nations. Unbelievable, folks, but this is what they're doing to promote the war with Iran. Okay? We'll be right back after these important messages with more of the Officer Jack McLam program. Stay tuned, folks.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, folks. I'm that old cop, Jack McLam, and let me finish up here. This is so important, folks, that we call Monday morning and then wait to about noon and call again, okay? Before the Congress can vote this horrendous war-causing, war-starting resolution, House Concurrent Resolution 362, vote it down. Tell your representatives to oppose House Concurrent Resolution 362. And here is that phone number, okay, that you call Monday morning and then Monday afternoon or Monday at noon. Call back again and tell them again. Hopefully they'll get confused and won't realize you called in the morning. But hammer them, folks. Hammer them on this. This will start a war with Iran. It reads to me like that, and it... And definitely, if somebody passed a resolution against America like this, we would call it an act of war, and it truly is. To shut down Iran totally to where they can't do anything, even have their diplomats leave the country to go to other nations on diplomatic missions. Okay, the phone number is 877 area code for the Congress, 851-6437. That's 877-851-3437. 877. I'm sorry, got that wrong. Let me give it to you again. 877, area code, and that's toll-free, by the way, 851-6437. Okay, I said 3467, and that's wrong. It's 6437. House Concurrent Resolution 362. Let's get it stopped, folks. Have your friends call, too. Have friends call, relatives call. If there's a husband and wife in the house, both of you call. But let's get hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of phone calls into the Congress Monday morning on this bill. They have not even let us know about it. We're not supposed to know about these bills to start these wars. And so they're going to be surprised when they get hundreds and hundreds of phone calls Monday morning against this House resolution, Concurrent Resolution 362. Thank you very much, folks. Touch on John Trader McCain, Songbird McCain, who was put up in a big hotel in Hanoi City while the Hanoi Hilton was the place where his fellow POWs was tortured to death. And John McCain was not tortured because he started singing like a canary or a cockatoo or whatever. He's talking, and giving them everything they wanted, and more so. Matter of fact, when he first got shot down over Hanoi and landed there, and they took him in, and he started singing like a bird, and he's a traitor to this country, folks. We've had many POWs die because they would only give name, rank, and serial number against the request for nasty words against America. Well, John McCain made 32 tapes against America, nasty tapes, denigrating tapes against the USA for the North Vietnamese communists, the Viet Cong, 32 tapes. And the government has those tapes, and they're holding them, suppressing them from release, because then you wouldn't vote for John Trader McCain, okay? Songbird McCain. The communists named him Songbird McCain, and the POWs called him Songbird McCain, too, that he was serving with there. Put him up in a big hotel down in Hanoi and gave him the best of foods and didn't torture him because he was giving them everything they wanted and more so. But here's on the home front, folks. On the home front, we have a report here by Sharon Churcher, the wife U.S. Republican John McCain callously left behind. It's a horrendous story, folks, a horrendous story about when he came home, his wife Carol, who was a beautiful woman, was hurt in an auto accident and was in the hospital and couldn't walk well and had damage to her legs and all, when he came home, and it didn't set right with him because he wanted the raving beauty that she was before he went off, and so he started catting around, going around with other women immediately. And a month later, after he got home, he married Cindy McCain, a rich, young, beautiful young girl, and he just left his wife, who was injured, and just moved in with Cindy McCain. This Cindy, who her father is a multi-billionaire, and McCain saw her beauty and saw her money and went to her. People are still saying that he was tortured in Vietnam, and the POWs I talked to 30 years ago, I'm a Vietnam veteran, said that he was never tortured, that he started singing, and they put him up in a nice hotel down in Hanoi for the 5 years he was there, and fed him the best of foods while they were killing and maiming and torturing to death the other POWs. We'll get back to Ted Sampley, folks, who fought as a U.S. Special Forces officer in Vietnam and a leading campaigner in America for veterans' rights, and what he said about McCain, and then others here, what they said about McCain. Ross Perot. We'll be right back after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
The Berkelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
USCivilFlags.org is here to help Americans remember, as well as our leaders, that every man and woman is sovereign and that we're all endowed by our Creator with life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The Sovereign Civil Flag is available at USCivilFlags.org and is a symbol of our desire to return America to the dreams that our forefathers envisioned. Show your support for a return to traditional moral values by flying one of these great flags today. Standard flags are 3 by 5 feet, with miniature flags also available. USCivilFlags.org also carries a large inventory of Ron Paul-related gear, including DVDs, buttons, and sew-on patches, and a large variety of educational books and numerous historical documents, including the U.S. Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Articles of Confederation. So visit us online today to pick up your piece of history at USCivilFlags.org. That's USCivilFlags.org, or call us at 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com.
Okay, folks, back here on the Officer Jack McLam program, Ted Sampley, a friend of mine, U.S. Special Forces officer in Vietnam, and a leading campaigner for veterans' rights, and has been since he came back from Vietnam, fantastic man. He says this about John Trader McCain: I have been following John McCain's career for almost 20 years. I know him personally. There is something deeply wrong with this guy, and let me tell you what it is. Absolute and complete deceit. When he came home and saw that Carol, his beautiful wife, was not the beauty he left behind because she was injured, he started running around on her almost right away. Everybody around him knew it. Eventually, he met Cindy, and she was young and beautiful and very wealthy. At that point, McCain just dumped Carol, his injured wife, for what he thought was better. This is a guy who makes such a big deal about his character. He has no character, says Ted Sampley. He is a fake. If there were any character in that first marriage, it belonged to Carol alone. One old friend of McCain said this: Carol always insists she is not bitter, but I think that's a defense mechanism on her part. Carol remains resolutely loyal to McCain's political career. But Ross Perot, who paid for Carol's medical bills when he was in the plush hotel in downtown Hanoi for 5 years, now believes that both Carol McCain and the American people have been taken in by a man who is unusually slick and cruel, even by the standards of modern politics. Ross Perot says McCain is a classic opportunist. He's always reaching for attention and glory, Ross Perot said. After he came home, Carol walked with a limp, so he threw her over for a poster girl with big money from Arizona. I think she was 20 years his junior, the Cindy, okay? That came from Ross Perot, folks. This is an evil, evil man. John McCain is absolutely evil, folks, and he is owned and controlled by the same people that control Abomination, the Muslim communist. Yes, it's true. You can be a Muslim and a communist, and that's what Abomination is, folks. But they're both controlled by the same people that control the Bush and Cheney crime families, and that is the communist Zionist-controlled Council on Foreign Relations, and the Bilderbergers, too. So, that's a little bit on Traitor McCain there, folks. Detention camps are real. Since 9/11, and seemingly without the notice of most Americans, the federal government has assumed the authority to institute martial law in America. Arrest a wide swath of dissidents, and that's citizens, and detain these people without legal or constitutional recourse in the event of an emergency influx of immigrants in the U.S. or to support the rapid deployment of new programs. During the 1999, beginning in 1999, our government, the international criminal elite, has entered into a series of single-bid contracts. Now, there's not supposed to be no-bid contracts, folks, or single-bid contracts on anything the federal government does, but Cheney is in control of Halliburton, a subsidiary of Kellogg Brown and Root, KBR, and they gave him a single-bid contract to build concentration camps at undisclosed locations within the United States beginning in 1999. The government has also contracted with several companies to build thousands and thousands of rail cars, some reportedly equipped with shackles, ostensibly to deport detainees in America. According to diplomat and author Peter Dale Scott, the Kellogg Brown and Root contract is part of a Homeland Security run by communists, entitled Endgame, which sets as its goals the removal of all potential terrorists in the United States. And folks, I've got the FBI brochure right here in my hand. I reach around behind me in my office. I've got it here in my hand. And guess who's on the FBI's potential and domestic terrorist list here? I'm looking at the FBI folder that was sent out to all police officers by the Federal Bureau of Investigation, and it lists here Christians and constitutionalists and lone individuals. If you're a lone individual, you're a domestic terrorist in this country. Or if you make numerous references to the U.S. Constitution, you're a domestic terrorist in this country. And then what lesbian Attorney General Butch Reno called Christians is in here too, doomsday cult type groups, which is what she called Christians, is in here as domestic terrorists themselves. So, this is what they're talking about when they're going to arrest domestic terrorists here in this country, folks. Fraud busters such as Representative Henry Waxman, Jewish congressmen from Los Angeles have complained about these contracts with Halliburton, saying that more taxpayers' dollars should not go to taxpayer gorging Halliburton, to where Cheney can make billions and billions of bucks. But the real question is, what kind of new programs require the construction and refurbishment of detention facilities in nearly every state of the union with the capacity to house maybe 50 million American people? Section 1042 of the 2007 National Defense Authorization Act says this: use of armed forces in major public emergencies gives the executive the power to invoke martial law anytime it wants. For the first time in more than a century, the president is now authorized to use the military in response to a natural disaster, a disease, a government-caused disease outbreak, and a terrorist act, or any other condition in which the president determines that domestic violence has occurred or will occur to the extent that state officials cannot maintain public order. The Military Commissions Act of 2006 rammed through Congress just before the 2006 midterm elections allows for the indefinite imprisonment of anyone who donates money to a charity that turns up to be on a list of terrorist organizations, such as the Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter, or Police and Military Against the New World Order, or Republic Broadcasting Network, or, etc., 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 or anyone who speaks out against the government's policies. You can be indefinitely imprisoned for speaking out against the government's policies. The law calls for secret trials for citizens and non-citizens alike, which is the king's courts, folks. Secret trials, you have no attorney, you have no right to put on a case, and they just call you guilty and put you away indefinitely in prison or execute you. Also in 2007, the White House quietly issued National Security Presidential Directive 51 to ensure continuity of government in the event of what the document vaguely calls a catastrophic emergency. Should the president determine that such an emergency has occurred, he and he alone, as the king, as the emperor, is empowered to do whatever he deems necessary to ensure continuity of government. This could include anything from canceling elections in 2008 to suspending the Constitution to launching a nuclear attack. Congress has yet to hold a single hearing on National Security Presidential Directive 51. The Congress, folks, is controlled by the neocon Trotskyites and the Council on Foreign Relations and the AIPAC, the strongest PAC in this country, the Israeli PAC called AIPAC. They're controlled by it because they give them millions of dollars under the table every year if you keep your mouth shut and vote for anything that benefits the neocon Trotskyite, communist Zionist Israel-led Israel, okay? Okay, so anyway, her violent, let's see here. Should the president determine that such an emergency has occurred, he can put us under martial law immediately. U.S. Representative Jane Harman, who's a traitor to this country, Democrat from Florence, or Venice, California, Los Angeles County, has come up with a new way to expand the domestic terrorists on the American people. War on terror on the American people. Her violent radicalization and homegrown terrorism prevention act of 2007, H.R. 1955 and Senate Bill 1959, which passed the House by a lopsided vote of 404-6, would set up a commission to examine and report upon the facts and causes of so-called violent radicalization, and there's no defining term for that, folks. It's whatever they say it is, violent radicalization, and extremist ideology. Then make legislative recommendations on combating it. According to commentary by the Baltimore Sun, Representative Harmon, once again Jewish person, and her colleagues from both sides of the aisle believe the county faces a native brand of terrorism and needs a commission with sweeping investigative power to combat that native brand of terrorism, which means those that resist the Antichrist world government system, folks, is what it means. A clue as to where Harmon's commission might be aiming is the Animal Enterprise Terrorism Act, a law that labels those who engage in sit-ins, civil disobedience, trespass, or any other crime in the name of animal rights or any other people standing up as terrorists. Other groups in the crosshairs could be anti-abortion protesters, anti-tax agitators, immigration activists, environmentalists, peace demonstrations, Second Amendment rights supporters. The list goes on and on and on. According to author Naomi Wolf, the National Counterterrorism Center holds the names of roughly 775,000 terror suspects in the United States, with the number increasing by 20,000 per month in the United States. Who could those people be, folks? You know who they are. They're the people that love freedom and love God in this country. What could the government be contemplating that leads to it making contingency plans to detain without recourse of trial, millions and millions of its own citizens? The Constitution does not allow the executive to have unchecked power under any circumstances. The people must not allow the president to use the war on terror to rule by fear instead of by law. Very good report, folks. Very good report here. But it is true. Halliburton is building camps to house 50 million Americans, they've told us through our intel groups. Okay, 50 million Americans. That's a lot of people, folks, 50 million Americans. That's a lot of people here. Well, folks, let's see. We're going to open the phone lines up here on the other side of the hour. We've got 2 hours to be with you today, and we're going to open the phone lines up, so if you'd like to call in now, that would be very, very fine, and get on the list to be brought on the show the next hour, which is only a few minutes away. But call in on 800-313-9443 if you'd like to have a word on the program. Comment or ask a question. Call 800-313-9443 during the next hour, okay? Glad to have you on, folks. Be glad to have you on. We'll be talking about, once again, let me just take a few minutes here before we're off for the hour. Come back on the new hour here, folks. Uh-oh, I got to change phones. Hang on, folks. I want to talk to you about the war in Iran coming up again. Talk to you about the war in Iran. Let's see. Got to go find... Got to talk about the war with Iran here. And talk to your congressmen and senators, folks, about supporting talks, okay? Supporting talks and not supporting war with Iran, because it's all a lie we've been fed, folks, to believe that Iran is making nuclear weapons. Hang on just a second, folks. I'll be right back. Okay, I'm back. I had to switch out our phones here. I've got a phone going bad on me, I believe. to the office here and get back on what I was talking about. Tell Congress you want direct dialogue with Iran, folks, and not war. There's an organization that's doing a superb job at pushing this. It's called DownsizeDC.org. DownsizeDC.org is one of about 35 organizations participating in a national call-in day on Iran. And that happened June 10th, folks. Our congressman got a lot of calls on the national call-in day on Iran, asking them for direct dialogue and not war with Iran. And we'll be right back after these messages, folks, with more from the Officer Jack McLam program. Hang on.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit Lee'sFountainOfYouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth, 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
Want to find out how to reduce your electric bill by 25%?
Visit OrgonProducts.org.
The Center for Disease Control recently discovered the average American has 2 pounds of parasites.
Find out how to unload these passengers at OrgonProducts.org.
The Orgon Zapper treats parasites throughout the body. Viruses, bacteria, worms, yeast, fungi, and more. Orgon is the universal life force, the basic building block of all organic and inorganic matter on the material planet. For less than the cost of a doctor visit, the use of the Orgon Zapper is only limited by your imagination. It's been reported to treat allergies, asthma, chronic fatigue, candida, and much more.
Read more for yourself at OrgonProducts.org.
That's O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. OrgonProducts.org also offers MMS, Miracle Mineral Supplement, 100 times more powerful than any known antioxidant, at just $20 for one bottle, or 4 bottles for only $76. Call 646-498-5309 or visit OrgonProducts.org today.
Personal information should stay personal, but the growth of contactless ID cards, passports, and credit cards, and the proliferation of RFID has caused an increased threat to sensitive personal information, with the risk potential for RFID-enabled contactless cards to be read without your permission. Introducing Secure Sleeve and Secure Badge Holder products from Identity Stronghold. If you have a credit, debit, or transit card with a contactless smart card system, you need Identity Stronghold. If you have an employee ID, proximity card, you need Identity Stronghold. If you have a government employee PIV, CAC, or TWIC card, you need Identity Stronghold. If you received your passport within the last 2 years, you need Identity Stronghold. Identity Stronghold Secure Sleeve and Secure Badge Holder create a barrier to RF signals necessary to power and communicate with RFID-enabled smart cards and passports. Protect your personal information. Visit IDStronghold.com today or phone 800-610-2770, because personal information should stay personal.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. And I'm looking here at this wonderful book, the wonderful book, The High Priest of War, by Michael Collins Piper here. And I've had this book for several years now. And it's interesting that he puts the quotes in here of the neocon Trotskyites in this country that run this country today, and how even before 9/11, they were talking about going to war with Iraq and taking over Iraq and then going into Iran and Syria. before 9/11, that was on the table, okay? So 9/11 happened, and we have the information to prove that that was done by the CIA and the Mossad, the Israeli Mossad, 9/11 was, and much evidence to that fact. And so here we are now, folks, going in, lying, the president and Cheney lying about weapons of mass destruction, and Conga Sleazy Rice lying about weapons of mass destruction in Iraq to get us into war there. And now we're ready to go to war with Iran and Syria. Okay? And then further than that, Arabia, Saudi Arabia, even. And here's what they have to say, the neocon Trotskyites, folks. It says here, under George W. Bush, the American executive branch and the government of Israel are fused in a degree without precedent in American history. Bizarre as it seems, thanks to the influence of the Israeli model on neocons in the Bush administration, the United States, the leading power of the world, began acting as if it was insecure and besieged international pariah state and is under the control of the Likud party in Israel. And that was Michael Lind, a Jewish fellow that in his new biography about President Bush made that quote. And then we have the man that looks like Dracula on Fox News, Charles Krauthammer. All he needs to sit down, lay down and close his eyes and put his hands crossed, and he would be the best Dracula ever in the world, because he looks like Dracula. But he's a neocon Trotskyite, folks, and Krauthammer said this. He frankly names the targets of the neoconservative war policy, the neocon Trotskyite's war policy that America is following. He says Iran, Saudi Arabia, Syria, and beyond is what he says. And so any nation over in the Middle East is going to be taken over with the blood of American boys and girls, folks. Many of them great patriot, Jewish patriots here in this country, too, that I hear from here at this, our two police military associations, are dying for this international criminal cabal called the neocon Trotskyites and their plan, the communist Zionist plan of taking over the whole Middle East with the blood of American soldiers. And that's exactly what's going on right now. And now Prime Minister Ariel Sharon said this. He said that the United States should move on Iran, Libya, and Syria after what was presumed to be a successful destruction of Iraq by the United States. That's Ariel Sharon. That who knows what's happened to him. I think they probably bumped him off so that they could get this new neocon Trotskyite in there. We'll be right back and give you a few more quotes, but it's all in this wonderful book called The High Priest of War. Go to the web, search it out, folks, and get you a copy by Michael Collins Piper. It tells it all of what we're following today. It has nothing to do with terrorism, has nothing to do with weapons of mass destruction. We'll be right back.
Gold has